It is pointless to answer the insincere bully arguments of militant homosexual activists because they will not accept the truth, no matter how plainly, simply, and in small words it is presented to them. These people have a propagandist mission of flooding conservative website comment sections with their deceptive talking points, which is why we have very little patience for allowing them to freely spread those lies on our comment forums. But it is important to refute their lies for the many others out there who are not involved in watching this movement, who do not see its progress or understand the very real danger to some of our fundamental freedoms that this movement poses. We're already seeing our rights being eroded. Just ask Christian business owners who are being successfully sued by homosexual activists when the Christians refuse to participate in the shameful abomination of marriage. The left's fallacious argument that business owners can't discriminate against same-sex marriage customers is a bogus weapon that far too many people blindly accept. In a free nation, business owners are under no obligation to accept the business of anyone who walks in the door, much less those who are pushing a degenerate mockery of marriage in the face of the business owner. Do not be misled by homosexual activists' false comparison of the civil rights movement for the equal treatment of black people to homosexuals. That is a completely illegitimate equation. There is no correlation at all between the morally neutral innate characteristic of ethnicity and the chosen sinful behavior of homosexuality. As wise people in the black Christian community say, don't compare your sin to my skin. Our society has become so deeply corrupt that a growing number of people no longer believe that homosexual behavior is wrong, although it always has been wrong and always will be wrong. A growing number of people also don't understand that marriage is one thing only, the union of a man and a woman, and it can be nothing else, or it's not marriage. People who lack a right moral foundation will not accept the truth. However, a lack of understanding by anyone does not change the fact that our rights and freedoms are in the crosshairs of the militant homosexual movement. If the evil sham of same-sex marriage and other rights of the homo-fascist movement are imposed on the entire United States of America, these freedoms will be in grave danger. Freedom of conscience and religion. Christian business owners' freedom to run their businesses by the moral code of the Bible and according to their consciences will be effectively outlawed in America. They will not be free to reject the lying premise of same-sex marriage, and under penalty of law will be forced to violate their conscience and religious beliefs to accommodate same-sex marriage business demands. The countless examples of homo activist lawsuits that have prevailed against Christian business owners who did not want to use their work to participate in same-sex marriage are already a testament to this truth. This will also affect countless other people of conscience, like marriage license clerks, who would be forced to issue these sham licenses to same-sex couples or lose their jobs. Freedom of association. Discrimination is a necessary thing in life. It simply means to make a distinction. But this word has been hijacked and turned into a weapon of tyranny being used against people of conscience. The Employment Non-Discrimination Act, ENDA, being pushed in Congress by homo-fascist sympathizers, would make it illegal to discriminate in hiring and firing practices against men who dress like women and the reverse, or who display other in-your-face sexually deviant behavior. So you don't want to hire a man dressed like Cher? Be prepared to get fined out of business or worse if this becomes law. Even though this has not yet become the law of the land, many major companies have already adopted internal policies to the same effect. They mandate the acceptance in the workplace of mentally disordered transgender people who imagine they are the opposite sex. They even allow them to use the restroom of the opposite sex. You don't like it? Too bad. In many big corporations, if you want to keep your job, you no longer have the right to protest or to state the obvious lunacy of such things, things that would have been rightly understood to be horribly outrageous just a few short years ago. Freedom to protect your children from pro-homosexual indoctrination. If same-sex marriage and ENDA become law, the creeping pro-homosexual indoctrination in the public schools will become mandatory, as it already is in California. Parents will not have an option to opt their kids out of being taught that same-sex marriage is real marriage, that boys and girls can choose which sex they want to be, and that homosexual behavior is perfectly natural and normal, all of which are damnable lies. Even now, many parents don't realize that the anti-bullying programs in the public schools are nothing more than thinly disguised pro-homosexual propaganda. Want to shield your child from having a male teacher who dresses as a female or an aggressively open homosexual teacher? Again, too bad for you. Other predictable outcomes. Freedom of speech is a big target of the entire radical left, including its homo-fascist wing. The United States of America's First Amendment protection of our God-given freedom of speech is a great frustration to these people on the left. All tyrannical regimes throughout the world and history have crushed free speech because despots simply cannot allow the truth to be told about them. People who are free to speak are free to expose the desperate corruption of the evil guys who rule them and to declare that there is a better way than tyranny. Likewise, homosexualists despise the truth to be told about the immoral, unnatural, unhealthy behavior of homosexuality and transgenderism. It is easily predictable that they will continue to work to silence those who oppose the part of their agenda that seeks to normalize perverse sexual behavior and destroy the meaning of marriage. Our freedom of speech will be in jeopardy if same-sex marriage and ENDA become bad law. They will accomplish this, as they have accomplished some of their other goals, through lawsuits that end up setting precedent and through the push for hate speech laws. We're already partway there with unconstitutional hate crimes laws that apply unequal protection of the law, deeming some crime victims more worthy than others of their Orwellian protection. It is also predictable that churches will be targeted as well. After all, if same-sex marriage is the law of the land, then what right do church leaders have to refuse to accommodate these sodomites who want to be married in the church? Don't doubt this for a minute. These people will not stop until they obliterate any opposition to their twisted, despotic agenda. As with everything the left does, the issue is never the issue. For example, Obamacare is not about affordable health care. It's about power and control over the medical industry, the health insurance industry, and our personal health care. In the same way, the man-made global warming hoax is not about saving the planet. It, too, is about power and control over our freedom of movement, our private property rights, and our very way of life. Obama's illegal amnesty is not about compassion for poor illegal aliens. It's about creating a massive permanent underclass of Democrat voters. The same goes for the radical homosexual movement. Its members claim that they only want marriage equality, there is no such thing, and equal rights, they already have those. But the real goals of this evil movement are rooted in tyranny against our freedoms, especially Christian expression. And if it's not stopped, these and other freedoms will become a fading memory. I'm Gina Miller.